Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from St. Louis, Missouri, to Greensboro, North Carolina, Nassau, Bahamas, to Budapest, Hungary. We are the Tastemakers. And Mark, I start out by saying good morning to St. Louis and Greensboro for two reasons. Just coming back from St. Louis, we'll go into that later in the show, and headed to Greensboro, North Carolina this week.
And let's also say hello to St. Charles, our listeners in St. Charles, which was the city where the event took place.
That's right, a suburb outside of St. Louis, quaint little town, very nice. St. Charles,
Missouri.
Yeah, I was going to say St. Charles, St. Louis. St. Charles, Mizzou.
That's so right. Another gorgeous day in paradise here. We were
Tuesday.
Gone over the weekend, but we apparently had rain the last 2 days, which was much needed rain here in Los Angeles area. But today the puffy blue skies are out. Clouds are out there. I think it's going to be about 82 degrees today, which is just perfect.
Yeah, I tell you, Mark, I don't mind the rain. Like you said, we need it, but I absolutely hate flying in it and coming back through Las Vegas yesterday, St. Louis to Las Vegas to Burbank. That was absolutely unbelievable. Is that safe to say?
Was a bad flight.
It was I guess,
a bad
flight.
They say
in the first place, flying from Burbank to flying into Las Vegas and flying out of Las Vegas is traditionally known as being a kind of a rough flight.
It's the winds.
Yeah. And the hills and so forth. But yesterday, when you compound that with the storm, and we had a crazy storm, it was just terrible. I didn't know we were going to make it.
Yeah,
The
plane was not only going up and down, it was going side to side, too.
Yeah.
So you got up, down, side, side. And you know things are bad when the pilot tells the flight attendants, no beverage service, stay seated.
Yeah.
And you know something's not right.
Yeah, you always hear those stories, and they say, make sure your seatbelt is buckled. And you hear those stories how the people that didn't have their seatbelts buckled all the way are like hitting the ceiling.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I fly, I keep my belt buckled the entire time.
Yeah. Well, I do too, but I'm just saying, I kept on thinking when they says make sure that seatbelts are buckled, I kept on thinking about those stories you hear, how people that have the loose fit seatbelts or they're not buckled, how they're hitting the ceiling, and I'm thinking, it was rough yesterday. It was very rough, but I couldn't even imagine hitting the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, that'll hit the ceiling in the event that we have, that turbulence. But that's the important thing that you've always got to have regardless.
And what did Bob Hope used to always say? Because he used to fly all the time. No matter how bad it is, it's over in 5 minutes.
Doesn't it figure the emails that just came in, the back-to-back ones? I tell you, you follow up with an email, you don't hear from somebody, then you follow up, and then something else comes up, and it changes the whole complexion of the afternoon plans. We've got a busy day in Beverly Hills. The Harris brothers are back in business here. We've been out of town for a few days, so we're back here in town. We've got meetings to go to today. We got two meetings in Beverly Hills. We're trying to work it out, which one's lunch, which one's not, and so forth and whatnot. But anyhow, so it's complicated now.
So I guess we do Andre next week then. But next Tuesday we're doing the Jets, and then we're doing with Gold Chains on Tuesday after the show. So
okay,
and Tuesday would be perfect for Andre. Maybe we could squeeze Andre into that as well.
So then did you want to just do the neon thing for today?
How about that? We're sharing our schedule with
our
listeners. Definitely do neon.
Why don't you follow up with both of those, man? I'll continue on the show
okay.
for the time being.
So
right
we're
going
to meet neon for 12:30 then?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
Let's knock it out early.
Yep.
Things early, that's better. And
he wants to do lunch though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
But
take over a
month. Okay, that's a good deal. But like Matt was saying, he's conducting business right now, so I'm going solo here with the show. But, the more we fly, the more I got to say, flying is really an inconvenience. Our flight was delayed in St. Louis by 2 hours because of thunderstorms in Las Vegas, which is where we were getting our connecting flight. So, we're ready to get on board. We're ready to go, and then we find out that it's delayed, which is a drag. But anyhow, so we finally get up there, and then we find out that now our connecting flight in Vegas is delayed, which is a drag because we had – it's Fashion Week here in Los Angeles. We had events to go to last night. We had a fashion show, and then we had the after fashion show party for Su Wong, which was something we always look forward to doing. We always have a lot of fun there. But – The bummer of the whole thing is we landed late. Not only did we land late, then after I'm leaving the airport, I got a flat tire. So the flat tire now, you know, I'm a tastemaker. So naturally, I'm dressed to go to an event right afterwards. I'm dressed to the nines over here, and now I got a flat tire. So this is going to take us even later.
Yeah, that stunk,
behind,
didn't it?
I mean, tell you, really you just stunk. Never know. You just never know. But
I mean, with the rain, the
so
delay,
you got that business taken care of?
Yeah, taken care of.
Okay, good deal.
But before we go into too much deeper into the show, Mark, let's start like we always do each and every Tuesday.
Birthdays.
We were supposed to start a segment this week on this day, but it's been such a crazy week between this that,
indeed,
and this, between traveling. So I didn't get a chance to research that, but I do have our happy birthdays. And like I mentioned, every Tuesday we start the show off with happy birthday celebrations to celebrities out there who are celebrating the day. So not a lot today. Not a lot today. But let's start out with celebrating 51 candles on her birthday cake today. We had the pleasure of meeting her, I think it was last year, Elizabeth Shu.
Elizabeth, where did we meet her?
Shu.
Oh, was she at the Chris Everett?
Yes.
Okay.
And isn't that crazy? She was the woman that was opposite Nick Cage in, you know, Leaving
right.
Las Vegas.
Right.
And she's also the many other movies she was in. I mean, she was Tom Cruise's girlfriend in Cocktail, and she is the
boy,
brother.
There's just some movies that they never run on TV.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
She's a sister of Andrew Shu, who used to be in Beverly Hills 90210.
Right. And it's which, funny, by the way, over the weekend was the behind the scenes. I guess it was the made for TV movie about Beverly Hills 90210.
20 years ago.
Yeah, like they did. You know that Full House movie. Couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But by the way, I mean, what I was getting at was, I mean, I thought Elizabeth Shue was a huge celebrity, even though she was opposite Tom Cruise. And
but that was 25 years ago?
Yeah, but anyway, where I'm going at this is the first thing I said to her was, hey, you're Andrew Shue's sister. He's like a soccer player now, isn't he? That was my first question to her. Not Tom Cruise, not Nick Cage. Andrew Shu, who is her brother, who was like a professional soccer player at one point, and he did 90210, which is probably doing nothing now. But anyway, that's just my little Elizabeth Shu story. But by the way, she looks pretty good for 51.
Yep. Some girls do.
She looks pretty good for 51.
Yep.
Carol Lombard, the ex-wife of Clark Gable from many, 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 many years ago today. She has passed on since, of course, but she would be 107 years old today.
107?
107. She was 34. She was 34 when she passed away of that plane crash in 1942.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, Mark, as we're coming back from Vegas last night, I was thinking about her because she crashed.
Carol Lombard.
Yeah, she was in Vegas and she was flying to Hollywood when she crashed in that hill. You know, they put up that cross out there, and I was thinking, boy, it must have been a terrible, terrible weather like we're experiencing last night.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Crazy about that. Britt Eklund, she was a former sex bomb
in the 60s. And I think she was married to Peter Sellers, wasn't
she? I think
she
was.
Yeah.
Britt Eklund celebrating 72 candles on her birthday cake today. And last but not least, Tony Dungy, football coach of the ex from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Indianapolis Colts. 59. Hell, I thought he was
69.
I thought it was 69. He's 59.
Which is unusual. Usually African Americans age better. He didn't age well at all.
Yeah. You're right about
that. Oh, and also I want to put another birthday greeting out. This week is the 111th birthday of the New York subway system. It started on October 8th in 1904. It was the second subway system in this country to go live, followed by Boston. So it started 111 years ago. It was a six-mile track throughout Midtown Manhattan. And since then, it has expanded to
Do you know when Boston started?
I do not, but I would assume just a few years earlier than 1904.
And speaking of that, we're on the conversation of tubes and such. When was the tube in London created? Was it earlier? Was
probably.
It like 1880s?
I would say maybe 1890s.
How the heck did they build that back then?
Quite an achievement. quite an achievement for
Industrial Revolution.
Right, quite an achievement for anybody who was to do with that.
I mean, when you're they're digging these holes and tunnels and such. Now, how the heck did they do it back then?
You gotta wonder.
Anyhow, so
kudos
read,
to them.
Where did you read that?
On the Southwest magazine, flying over here. From San Luis.
You are
yesterday.
A reader on the plane.
After, you know, you got to kill the time somewhere. You know, and Southwest Airlines, you know, there's good points and there's bad points about Southwest. One of the bad points is there is no TVs on Southwest,
yeah.
You know. And when you travel nowadays, you're pretty much used to having the TV in the back of the seat.
Yeah.
No TVs.
Yeah.
Also, another bad point in Southwest, I don't like that lining up business with the numbers.
Is that silly?
24 hours ahead, you got to punch in to get your numbers, even if you're there exactly to the second, 24 hours before the check-in.
How would you do it, though?
Like 99.9% of all airlines in the world do.
Oh, just the regular way then.
Just the regular way.
Get your ticket
just the regular way.
Or but you this, just have first come, first serve. When you get there, whoever's
in line
first.
No, there's 99.9% of the world, and then there's Southwest. There's no reason for Southwest to do it this way when the world airlines do it the way it's been done since the beginning of time. I don't like having 24 hours before have to go in and pray that I'm going to check in and I'm going to be in that A listing, A group, because even if you're, which is what happened yesterday, we were there exactly 24 hours to the second, as soon as I hit submit, we were still in group B.
I want to know how all those older people were there. Are they computer savvy? They were on the computers operating before we were?
No, the older people, you're talking about the older people? They get that pre-boarding stuff.
Not that group of eight. A lot of the people in front of us looked like they were all older, non-savvy computer people.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not talking about just the eight. I'm talking about a lot in
one thing crowd. I will give kudos to Southwest is free luggage.
Especially to that couple that was next to us as we're picking up our luggage. He's counting him.
Eight bags,
one,
two, I think.
Yeah, and they were the big pieces. So I'm thinking he just saved himself $160.
But you can bring unlimited bags. You had to pay for extra ones.
There was about four or five people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good then.
There was like four or five people. But,
gotcha.
But I'm just saying for that big group, you're saving a ton.
Oh, a ton. I mean, you know,
put
it this way. It's $50. A bag is about $25. So round trip, it's $50. So you and I would be paying $100 just to get our luggage on the plane, which could go elsewhere, which is...
So then you got to see, what do you want? What do you need more, Mark? To save the cost on luggage, or do you want the TV?
I don't know, because I like the TV. I don't like the check-in system.
Well, for most part, we usually bring our luggage on anyhow, so the TV is definitely beneficial.
TV's
it's a
huge.
It's a nice little plus to save with the
luggage.
See,
they also have the nice snacks, too, they give you. They give you the
snacks. As much as you want.
Pretzels, peanuts, and those chip things.
And so, as much as you want.
You know, there's pro and con. I just don't like that lining up business. And then the 24 hours later, you got to do the check-in. And like I said, I was right there at the exact second, but yet we were still in group B to board.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many people are ahead of us? And a lot of those older people.
And speaking of which, I got to confirm what our tickets are for this weekend because it's Delta, and we got to get a seat assignment. I should have done that 2 weeks ago.
What, really?
Yeah, for a seat assignment. Now we're going to be having crap seats, and one of us or both of us are going to be stuck in the middle.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I didn't think about it till right now.
Boy, I'm really surprised, especially the way you're all keen on that.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, I want to start off by giving a big shout-out.
Oh?
I know we did this 2 weeks ago. I just want to make sure that we do it again. Sometimes you do this for some of our clients.
Great.
Aloha Spreads. That's AlohaSpreads.com.
Weren't they good?
Weren't they good? That's right, Mark. They are an all-natural. And I like their logo. Their logo is pretty much all you need is coconut peanut butter.
Wow.
Coconut. I know we tried it. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you liked it as much as I did, but I know you're a coconut person, but coconut blended in with the peanut butter is fantastic. So, again, their logo is coconut. I mean, I'm sorry. All you need is coconut peanut butter, and that's all you need, Mark.
Wow.
It's an all-natural, original, a Big Island recipe from Hawaii where the ultimate goal is to share and spread a little aloha around the world with their products. Don't you like how that sounds?
I do. It's very inviting.
They're pure honeys and raw and crafted to ensure all the vitamins, living enzymes, and other natural elements are preserved. Their peanut butters are fresh and handcrafted using only 100% all natural ingredients. So get out and get to AlohaSpreads.com and check out some peanut butter coconut.
That's
coconut peanut butter.
That's good stuff.
Right on, Mark. Right
All
on.
Right. Well, as many of you know, we mentioned last week, we were gone this last weekend. We were in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. And have you ever heard Missouri mentioned as being called like Missouri?
Missouri?
Yeah.
No, Mizzou, okay. But not Missouri.
I've never heard Mizzou before, but I've...
You've never heard Mizzou?
Never.
Oh, wow.
There's Missouri, and I've heard Missouri, yeah. But I've never heard the state of Missouri called Mizzou,
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
But we were there, and I want to do a big thank you to Van Bros and Associates for... they are the franchise owner for the Miss Missouri and Miss Missouri Teen USA pageant in the state of Missouri. And a big thank you to John Venato, Jr., and Jason, and our contact there, Jason Parks, for being host to the Harris Brothers this last week. We had a wonderful time. Great stay at the Marriott Hotel out there, which was a great facility.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great time, and the breakfast and the meals there was good. And, again, thank you, Van Bros and Associates, for having the Harris Brothers. We enjoyed judging.
Oh, Mark, how about this? We just got the okay for our lunch. By way of Villa Blanca.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Well, we'll work around that. I'm sure. Keep going, Mark.
Okay, all right. But, you know, it was a great pageant, and there's some beautiful women in Missouri. And I want to do a big congratulations to the winners. And let me get the names over here real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get the pictures. Matt judged the Miss Teen Missouri. I judged the Miss pageant. And... congratulations to the winner, Sydney Scottlemeyer, a beautiful blonde Missourian. She's from Wild Horse Creek. She represented Wild Horse Creek, and she is the new Miss Missouri 2016, Sydney Scottlemeyer. Beautiful. And then
all beautiful.
Yeah, and then you chose the Miss Teen, which was equally as beautiful.
They looked like sisters.
They looked like sisters, and it was Dallas Ezart from Lake of the Ozarks, another radiant beauty here. I mean, just ravishing. So the two of them, great picks. I must give ourselves a tap on the back because we picked two of the best women. It was a tough job because there's a lot of beautiful women in Missouri, but these two were something. And I also want to say a great, nice meeting you to our fellow judges that judged in St. Louis this weekend. Stacy Sinclair, she was really nice. Scott Hilburn, Amanda Ugla, Katie Kearney. Now, they were the judges for the team, which is what you did. And I want to do a big shout-out to Chelsea Reardon, Kevin Livingston, Rena Ramaya, and Renee Ronecki for being my judges on my panel.
Right, yeah. Wonderful.
Good team.
Renee Ronecki, was she the former Miss Universe?
Yeah, Rena, whatever her name is. She was the... she was a former Miss Universe in 1993.
1993.
Long time ago. She currently resides in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
I don't think I've ever met anybody who resided in Omaha, Nebraska.
And didn't you say that she sees...
Warren Buffett tooling around town all the time.
In his pickup truck? Yeah. Is he still driving
drive the pickup truck. That was Sam Walton.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got like an old Buick or something.
Yeah, Buick, something like that.
An old Buick.
1984 Buick or something. But anyhow, fantastic time. And, you know, we always like to take advantage of when we have time.
Sightseeing.
Yeah, sightseeing.
Take it in the sights.
Yeah. And we did.
By the way, there's not a lot of sites in St. Louis to take in.
No, there. And it almost felt like, Mark, and granted, it was cold. When I say cold, it was like in the 50s, low
50s. Well, and not only that, St. Louis, unlike many other major metropolitan cities, the downtown area is totally dead on the weekend.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say, Mark. It almost seemed like we were walking on an episode of The Walking Dead, or like you said earlier.
It's like somebody dropped a neutron bomb, and everybody was gone, but the building stayed.
And there was nobody around.
Yeah.
And it was dark and it was gloomy.
Cold, gloomy.
And our goal was, after we had breakfast, which was almost a challenge in itself, we were trying to look for a local cafe.
There's nothing to eat downtown.
Someplace that's been there for 40 years or 50 years. We ended up eating at
Hardee's.
Hardee's, which is like
our California listeners will know that as Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Again, we want to eat at like some eating establishment that's been there since the 40s or 50s.
No such luck. Everything is shut down on the weekend.
So we ate it at Carl's Jr. in route to the Arch, the gateway to the West.
Which was great, which also a great thing about it. They were just celebrating their 50th anniversary.
How about that?
We've each been there at least twice before. We were there when we were kids, and then we're there in our adult life. And so this would have been the third time that we returned to the Arch. So they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, which is great because no matter how you look at this thing, it's a major achievement building this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, major.
Just looking at it is crazy. And for those of you who don't know, you get to actually take is that an elevator? It's
a capsule. Elevator.
That takes you to the top. And it's an interesting type of a capsule or elevator that actually takes you to the top. When you get up there, it's totally cool. You look out the window, and you got, you're right across the Mississippi River. So on the other side is Illinois. And if you look out the other side, you're overlooking St. Louis. What's the name of the stadium, Mark?
Bush Stadium.
Bush Stadium. You're overlooking Bush Stadium where the St. Louis Cardinals play. So fantastic. I mean, real cool. And like Mark said, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary.
And one great thing was they only charged $10 to get up in
bucks.
The thing. And that gets you into the arch. That gets you into the museum area. That gets you to see the 30-minute movie about the building of the arch. So, I mean, $10, that's great value for middle America, I tell you. $10. So,
and you know what? It was a cold day. It was an early day, and it was a gloomy day, and we still had to wait in line for, I think, 45 minutes.
Yeah. So after we did that, we took a tour over there of Bush Stadium, which was
cool. First, I want to just touch on the capsule that we rode in on, Mark.
Of course.
Five people in each of these capsules.
Tight.
And tight. You sit down in these little chairs. And when I say tight, if you're 6'5", I don't think you're fitting in that capsule. Is that safe to say?
I think you are.
Yeah.
And, I had a tough time.
Yeah, right.
And I ain't 6'5".
And you're like right next to each other. And then they close. You know, they don't encourage you to go in it if you're
claustrophobic.
And it's only a two-minute ride, right?
No, it's 4 minutes going up, 3 minutes coming down.
Yeah. But they highly discourage you to go in there, and the doors close, and there you go. And you're like right on top of these people that you don't even know. And I'm thinking, if it did stop, there was no emergency button. There was no button to talk to somebody.
You're on your own.
Nothing. You're on your own. But when you get up to the top, very narrow, but very, very cool. So if you've never been, I'd highly suggest get on out to St. Louis. If for any reason at all, if you're en route to Chicago or any of these other states, which, by the way, Missouri is surrounded by Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Kansas, which is great.
The great thing about the Midwest is something that Matt and I always like to have when we're out there in the Midwest, White Castle burgers. Now, realized that, you know, we were just on our way out there. I asked Matt, I said, hey, I'm sure they got White Castle out here. He said, yeah. So he Googled it, naturally, and there was one in the downtown area. But we didn't exactly know where in the downtown area. However, we're up there in the arch. I'm looking out of the arch, and what do I see from the top of the arch? White Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
Just down the street from Bush Stadium.
Yeah, just in the corner of the eye there. There it was.
Couple blocks away from Bush Stadium, so we went and we did the Bush Stadium deal, which is it's a great stadium. They did a really good job on that place. And then so now it was time for it was time to have our stogie. We decided to brought our stogies, and we always smoke our stogies.
Always.
Camachos were the cigar of choice on this
trip. And usually are.
So we're on the way. We're walking around downtown. We just did the arch, and then we lit the cigars, and we're walking around. Then we found a nice little restaurant over there with some outside tables, but the restaurant was closed. So we decided to continue our smoke over there, and we met a real nice postman. Came up to us, and he knew by the red label that those were Camachos that we were smoking.
Now that is a cigar aficionado.
Yeah, yeah. So we finished off our cigar, and then we walked another block or two, and there was the best White Castle I've ever been in. This thing was new.
It looked like it was just built yesterday. Cool. It had a modern, cool look to it. I like the old look where it's got like white tiles in, and it looks old, like you get in Chicago and you get these old ones. This one looked
sanitized. It was really cool. Yeah. It was neat. And then there
you
tasted a little bit different to me.
It was missing something.
It tasted a little bit different to me.
So maybe it being all new, cool, and poppy looking, maybe that took away a little bit from the old recipe.
You know, it just had a different taste to it.
I thought it was, Mark? It wasn't, I don't want to say soggy, but the bun didn't seem steamed enough.
Oh, mine seemed steamed.
Usually they're really like moist and flattened.
But the cheese seemed off to me.
Hey, what about onions? I don't recall having onions on
mine. Always onions. Yep, always onions.
Well, I know always onions, but there's a sogginess about it that they're known for.
Yeah, mine was soggy.
Oh, so
mine were extra soggy.
You're just saying the cheese then.
The cheese and the meat kind of tasted a little bit different.
And they had a new logo on the
box. Well, they're always changing their logos. Yeah. They're always changing.
I didn't like that either. It looked too modern.
Yeah. Well, they got to get the times. You know, it's 2015, Gramps.
Yeah.
You got to get with the times.
Well, certain things you want to just keep, don't you?
No, we got to change it up a little bit.
Wow.
So that was great. And we had the White Castle, and then we headed back to headquarters.
And it was on the outskirts of town. There was like nothing. There was the auto body place across the street. A liquor store, not a liquor store, a bar on the other street. And this was around noon. I went in there. There was not one person in there, which is hard to believe on a college football Saturday.
Yeah. Well, so that now before we go on with Missouri, I wanted to do a big shout out to one of these brands that we just had in our Oscar suite a couple weeks ago.
Do
Lord
tell.
Of Ties by Kishan Patel.
Oh, I love that name.
Lord of Ties. Tastemakers.com. If you are a bow tie lover like the Tastemakers are over here, you'd be very happy as to the product that these guys put together, that Kishan Patel puts together. It's a really beautiful fabric, beautiful design, and a great name for this thing, Lord of Ties by Kishan Patel. So if you're in the market for a new bow tie, why don't you go to lordofties.com.
Hey, toss that one over here, Mark.
All right, here you go. Check that one out.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yep. They're all nice.
They're all the same. There was 95% of them were all the same, except the other 5% were different. You got a couple and I got a couple. Yeah. But thanks for participating in our WoW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite during Oscar Week a couple weeks ago. So this is a cool thing. So
hopefully we get them in to Oscars next year.
Yep.
Did you say Emmys or Oscars?
They were Emmys.
Yeah. But I like the presentation, too. You know, like we always say, this is our business, product, introduction, brand integration, and so forth. Product is our business, and presentation is key.
And also, we are currently finishing up on the Tastemakers website. So hopefully in the next week or so, or 2 weeks, we'll be able to give you the website for the Tastemakers, filled with all exciting information, details, photographs,
and
events. And
followed up by our soon-to-be YouTube channel as well.
Right. And also, I want to welcome welcome the Harris Brothers to Avant Garde Magazine.
Oh, do tell, Mark.
We are contributing columnist.
Oh, Avant Garde. Do you like how that sounds?
Yeah. We are now contributing columnists to Avant Garde Magazine.
And we have another title, too, they call that, in addition to contributing.
Roman columnist? You didn't like that.
Roman journalist, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like contributing.
That's why
columnists.
I said that.
Yeah. But how avant garde?
However,
so we're going to have a meeting next week?
I haven't heard back.
Speaking
about
of meetings, don't we have to do our voiceovers for
our show?
Our new episode of The World of WoW?
Yeah, we do.
Is that coming up soon?
AvantGardeMagazine.com. AvantGardeMagazine.com.
How avant-garde.
We'll be getting our first article in there in a few weeks, I guess.
In a few weeks?
Yeah.
And we're having a meeting next week, right?
Speaking
of magazines, seeing we talk about Avant Garde Magazine, our new partnership, I got here, Mark, the latest issue of Modern Luxury San Diego. I know we have listeners in San Diego. How many? I don't know. We have listeners globally.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week.
Oh, we did? We
yeah.
talked about the,
yes,
the article?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
All right, well, I'm going to mention it again. Modern Luxury Magazine in San Diego. We made the social scene, so get out, get in, check it out. It's a nice picture of us. We're looking good.
So we got back to headquarters over there at the Marriott in St. Louis, and we had to get down to business. And our business was basically
tough business. You know, Mark,
and,
every time we do one of these beauty pageants, everybody always says, gosh, that's easy work. Oh, boy, how do you get a gig like that? That's great. That's like cupcake stuff, right? It's hard work.
Interviews. There was a total of, 55 miss, and there were how many teen?
74.
So we had about 130 girls that needed to be interviewed.
Mark,
so
it took me five and a half hours
wow.
to interview these 71 girls.
Yeah, it took us, I think, 4.5 hours to do our interviews.
That is a long time.
Which is a 3-minute interview per girl.
Per girl. Each girl interviewed with us individually for 3 minutes. And they originally wanted it for 4 minutes.
So it's tough on the girls, too. They got to do 5 interviews as opposed to just 1 interview.
Yeah.
They got to do 5 interviews.
Yeah. So those of you out there who think that it's a super glamorous thing, I'd say maybe 80% of it is, right?
Yeah,
so
80%.
20% of it's hard work?
Yeah, 20% is hard work, which is 5 hours of interviews. That's hard work.
And that is tough because you're talking to there's different formats. And this past week, and we were interviewing one-on-one, but other formats we've used I like a lot, where the panel of 5 judges together interview one girl at a time. So you got 5 people asking questions within a 3-minute span. So you might ask one question as opposed to spending 3 minutes on each girl.
Yeah, again, everybody does it differently, and this is the way that they did it, which is great. But this is a cool thing about it. It's St. Charles, Missouri. We've got a buddy of ours who lives out there in St. Charles.
I got a buddy over at United Steel.
Ed Callison and his son, Zach Callison, who's an actor in Hollywood that always comes to our gifting suites. Ed Callison's based out there in St. Charles. So we popped him a couple of tickets over there. He came, got to the front row, and see him afterwards. And that's always cool when you see somebody. I mean, what are the odds of
– And St. Charles, like we mentioned earlier, is a smaller town.
And what are the odds of us being in St. Charles, which is, I don't know how far he lived from there, but that was great. Gave us an opportunity to meet up with Zach's father. And
he brought along one of his buddies who's a big Storage Wars fan. So we had some great Storage Wars stories to share with him. And by the way, Storage Wars' new season starts tonight at 9 p.m., followed by the premiere of the new Storage Wars franchise show, Storage Wars Miami.
Set the TiVo. And the good thing about this is, Mark, before the new season starts, before the new series starts, we're on the night preceding it.
The French job.
The French
job. 5:30 p.m. tonight. 5:30 on
the
A&E Network.
We are in search of Tim Allen. But the question is, Mark, do we find him?
I guess you're going to have to tune in tonight on the A&E Network to see if the Harris brothers on the French job find Tim Allen. Great episode.
Real quick, Mark, off topic real quick, but back to our meetings again. So we're going to try to get into Villablanca. So now I need to tell Tony that we're not going to make it 12:30. Should try to make it 1:30?
Okay, so we're not going to have a lunch meeting then with him?
No, because we're going to Villablanca.
Okay,
unless,
good. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, just say we've got another meeting at Villa. We're doing a meeting. Unless did you want him, does he have a team, or we're just meeting one person over there with
Well, I think we're meeting him and somebody else.
Okay, with a team. So
yeah, I don't want to bring him over.
Right, okay, good. Then let's do the Villablanca thing, and then
I'll say, you know, another meeting popped up, which it did. This is just all coinciding.
Well, just confirm. So can we meet at
1:30?
Okay. Okay, that works good. Busy, I tell you.
And how about these emails, Mark? They all came in within like a 7-minute span between these
two. I tell you, timing is...
We have meetings that were tentative when we came in here, and based on what...
What our schedule... What the schedule of one meeting would be pretty much told us what the rest of the meetings were going to be as far as what time and where and so forth.
Yes, I'm responding, Mark. You continue on. Move on.
All right. That's good. So anyhow, so, you know, the interview process was completed, and then at showtime, you know, Ed Callison was there. It was great seeing him. Great show. And in this particular pageant, they combined the teen and the miss together, which makes it a longer show, which was a 3-hour show. And, you know, we had to do the picking, and then we whittled it down to 15 or 16, and then we whittled it down to the top 5, and then the top, the winner, and so forth, which was it was great. It was a fun event, and I had a great time at the hotel. We went down to the bar afterwards, and Friday night and Saturday night we were in the hotel bar, which was great because with their drinks, I always like it when they give you an appetizer, an hors d'oeuvre that's complimentary, like warm nuts or chips or something like that. And they had these bread balls, these spicy bread balls on Friday night, which was fantastic. I mean, they were... You know, they're complimentary. You want to eat them when you're drinking, and you eat them when you're drinking. You order some more drinks, and it's great. So these cheese balls were great. And then on the second night, they had spicy popcorn. Now, that was great, too. And then the last night we were there, it was kettle chips. Again, great. Kettle chips, spicy popcorn, and these bread balls. Great. The hotel bar. You know, sometimes these hotel bars are the best, and this is the case in St. Louis. So big thank you to the Marriott out there in St. Louis for hosting us. They were very accommodating, very helpful. We had breakfast there, we had lunch there, it was great. And then we had dinner the one night of the main event at this place out there in St. Charles. Actually, I think it was, I don't know what the name of this place was, I don't know, but it was an Italian restaurant. Been there for 40 years, and the food was okay. You know, I had baked spaghetti, which is something I've never had before, and that had conchettas. Conchetta's Italian.
Hey, Mark, did you talk about the baked ravioli earlier? I didn't hear.
No, I didn't. Yeah. You're right about that. But yeah, our first night there, we got in there late, and we were hungry, so we were at the bar. We ordered the baked ravioli, and I've never had baked ravioli before, but I guess this is one of the things that St. Louis is famous for. But boy, baked ravioli was delicious. This was an eating weekend, I guess. And at the Conchetta's Italian restaurant, it's been there since 1985. I gotta say though, it's an Italian restaurant that's been there for 30 years. You gotta have Frank Sinatra playing in the background. You can't be playing Kanye West and Lady Gaga. If I'm eating there in a 30-year-old Italian restaurant that's got the old features, it looks really old, I want Sinatra. I want Tony Bennett playing Abbondanza. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But big shout-out to Conchetta's Italian Restaurant in beautiful downtown St. Charles, Missouri. So we finished off the event there, which was great. This is the whole reason we went back there. This was our first association with the Van Bros and Associates. So we hope to be asked back to work on another one of the events. They do Oklahoma, they do Tennessee, they do Illinois, I think Nebraska. So they do a bunch of them. So hopefully this will be a new partnership we've got with FanBros.
Yeah, Oklahoma is coming up in December, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually, it's in a week before Christmas, but I think we're doing some other partnership with them regarding providing product gift bags or what have you. Anyhow, Mark, so I just sent this to Tony, and it says, we have to take this other meeting that just came up, so is it okay if we still meet you between 1:20 and 1:30? He says he's going to be there about 12:30, so still gives him time to have lunch, or even if he's early, 12:20. Right. 12:30 means 12:40, so we're busy.
So we originally scheduled to be there at 2 o'clock,
yeah,
right? Okay,
yeah.
So we'll still be there half hour early.
Yeah.
Okay,
so this is, and then we got Andre hooked up for next week.
Which really is good. He bailed out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of want – so that's going to scoot us back to next Tuesday with – after the radio show, we're going to have the Jets. We're going to have Golden Chains. We're going to have Andres. So.
Got a bundle.
Yeah.
Got a bundle.
So be ready next Tuesday. You got a bundle, right?
Okay.
It's like when you bundle your landline, your internet, your Wi-Fi.
Sure.
You got a bundle, right?
Yeah.
You guys
bundled,
didn't you?
Got a bundle. Yeah,
we bundled about a year ago.
We bundled.
Yeah.
Got the bundle.
Okay, so did you talk about the baked ravioli?
Yeah, baked ravioli.
And you
fantastic.
Talked about the baked spaghetti?
Baked spaghetti.
Did you talk about the quality of the baked spaghetti?
No need to.
And
no
what was the
to.
Name of the place?
I already did it. Well, you were doing
okay.
it. We already took
okay.
care of him. I already
gotcha.
Took care of him, yeah.
All right. And it wasn't eating weekend.
Yeah.
And this weekend we're off to
Greensboro, North Carolina.
And
I've never been.
We drove through North Carolina.
Right? Possibly.
Yeah, awesome. Because isn't that where the Biltmore Mansion is?
Asheville. That's right. Asheville, North Carolina.
Last night was the Su Wong fashion show. I think Fashion Week starts this week. It goes through this week and next week. And we had the invitation. We start off the show talking about the Su Wong.
Yep.
How did it go? Look good.
Look good. Yeah, the after party looked good. The fashion show looked
timing,
good.
Timing, like you said last night, Mark. Isn't timing screw us up?
It is. And speaking of timing, I would like to do a quick shout-out to one of our new partners that came on board to some of the beauty pageants we are doing. It is Soaps by Cheryl. .com, and that's Soaps by Cheryl, spelled Sheryl.com. This, what I've got in my hands here is their love spell with goat milk, and it's handmade soap. And I'm smelling this thing.
Is that good? What's the scent or fragrance?
It's a love spell. It's a love spell with goat milk. That's the fragrance. And I'm smelling this stuff, and it smells like candy. I want to eat this thing.
Yeah.
These bars of soaps are fantastic.
Hey, how about edible soap? Don't they have edible soap?
Edible soap?
Yeah.
No.
They have edible. Don't they? What else do they have edible?
This smells great. So Soaps by Cheryl. .com. Thanks again for participating in our upcoming beauty pageants. Soap is something that everybody loves to get in a gift bag. I know I do.
Because it smells good. And I like it when it's in those bars like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels good. It feels really good, you know?
Uh-huh.
Reminds me of the old-fashioned, like the Irish Spring and Dial bars. I mean, who uses the big bars of soaps anymore?
Yeah, and how about in the old movies, the 30s, 40s, 50s, or even the Christmas Story, when the kid got his mouthwash out with soap, wasn't it a bar like that?
Yeah, big old bar,
yeah,
like ivory.
Big,
it's ivory.
Big old square hunk.
Yeah, big old square hunk.
Big old square hunk.
Yeah, so thank you again for participating, soapsbycheryl.com. This is great.
Hollywood Christmas Parade, Mark, coming up before
Love it.
It seems like once September leaves us and we go from
summer to fall.
Just like that, all of a sudden, and we're in October. Then you start thinking it's all of a sudden Halloween.
It's cold. You've got pumpkins. You're drinking pumpkin lattes.
And
I had some pumpkin bread last night for dessert.
And that brings Thanksgiving. And with Thanksgiving comes the Hollywood Christmas Lane Parade that we had the pleasure of
riding in 2 years
ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we got an invitation today not to ride in the parade, which is already, I guess they book it up way in advance, to come to watch the parade in the green room.
Yeah.
So, and that's a crazy thing too, because when we participated a couple years ago, the green room is where everybody waits before.
And
the,
it was packed.
Jam-packed.
Jam-packed.
And so it's today's what? Today's the 6th? Today's the 6th,
and
geez. We got our invitation.
Wow.
So it's like a month
6th.
And a half away, and from what we understand, it's going to be full already. So, and that's a small parade, but it's a big parade, right?
Yeah, it's big here in L.A., but I'm not sure what kind of – you know, they've done a lot of stuff with it
they
over the years.
They do it nationally because, remember, Eric saw us riding in it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was 2 years ago, and it's a tough thing to sell this thing around the world, and they've done multiple changes across, you know, over the years.
But he did see us in Tennessee, so it is national.
Well, it was then.
I remember it was on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy. That was our first of two parades that we have ridden in.
Right. The first one was the Pegasus Parade during
the first one was the Hollywood Christmas Parade, then the Pegasus Parade.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the Pegasus Parade, so we did two great.
Aaron Murphy, who plays Tabitha in the Bewitched series
from the 60s.
We were at an event with her a couple weeks ago, and she was telling us she rode in a Veterans Day Parade?
In Huntington Beach or something?
Huntington Beach or Garden
Grove.
Grove.
Yeah, that's it.
Garden Grove. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Random Parade is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's something that everybody should do once. Or more if you can, but at least do it once. But, you know, most of the time people don't have the choice of they got to get invited to ride the parade. I think in my hometown where I live, I think we have an annual Christmas parade. I think I'm going to have Garfield Ricketts contact them to have me be the
– Don Myrtle?
Yeah.
A Christmas parade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just like Montrose, Honolulu. They have one as well.
Yeah.
What about 4th of July? Do you guys got one 4th of July?
A parade, no.
Yeah, we have one on 4th of July.
Yeah.
But
great one they have in Huntington Beach.
Up
it goes down, up. Down, up.
It goes down and
starts. No, it starts down, goes up.
Oh, it goes down, up. Yeah,
yeah. It starts down at the bottom and it goes up north.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, like you were saying, we still have to finish off. We've got to do a voiceover for our third episode of First Run TV's Harris Brothers World of Wow.
Yeah, it's been a year in the making.
Harris Brothers World of Wow. Third episode's eventually going to get out there. We've got a voiceover. We've got to do. So once we do that, the third episode will go live, and you can see that 24/7, 365 around the world on your desktop. Laptop, Android, iPad, iPhone on www.firstrun.tv. So hopefully we'll get that voiceover done soon and get that going, huh?
Yeah, fantastic. Let me just follow up with Tio here.
Oh, yeah, about the lunch at Villa Blanca, which is a beautiful restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump of – you'll know her from the Beverly Hills Housewives franchise. She owns Vanderpump's, and we have recently associated ourselves with the executive chef of Vanderpump's, and he's invited us over as tastemakers to come by for lunch today. So if you see us in Beverly Hills in the 12:30 to 1:30 hour, come on by and say hello. Speaking of which, when we were at the St. Louis International Airport yesterday, this is the first time something like this has happened. A fan recognized us at the airport. And so he came up to us and he said, I ask you, are you guys on TV? I says, yes, as a matter of fact, we are. Are you guys on Storage Wars? I says, yes, as a matter of fact, we are. Can I
Wait a second, Mark. Before he said that, then he goes, don't you have a twin brother? And I'm standing right next to you.
I says, yes, as a matter of fact, there he is right
there.
It's
like I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Wasn't that weird?
And then he says, can I shake your hand? Now, that's the first time that I've ever had a fan ask for
permission, right?
Which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, he was kind of a redneck, though.
Well, it was Missouri.
We got a lot of redneck fans there, though, don't you?
That's the breadbasket of this country. They're the fans of Storage Wars. Yeah, they love us. I mean, we'll walk down the street in Los Angeles, and nobody will know who we are. So,
boy, I got a lot of TV to catch up on, boy. You know, all these new shows. I think I'm already writing a couple off. I've already decided to write off that where the guy takes the pill.
Limitless. Yeah, Limitless. I deleted last week's episode last night.
Yeah, and I think like you already gave up, or you didn't even start on Blind Spot.
Right, because I missed the first episode.
Too much.
I TiVo'd the second one, and then I just said, forget it.
Yeah,
I'm already, my TiVo is 82% full right now, so I can't.
I came home yesterday, Mark, and I had 114 things.
See, I can't save that many things. Mine's a percentage-wise, so it all depends.
114, so I just started deleting.
And then that new James Brolin show, I think I'm not, I haven't even started watching it, but I think I'm going to pass on it.
You saw one, though, didn't you?
No. I TiVo'd it, but I didn't see it.
Not even the first episode?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've been through. I didn't see it last night, but I, just too much.
Was last night third episode or second?
Yeah.
Third episode.
Yeah, we're already into the third week, just like Empire. I haven't seen the second episode of Empire yet.
Nor did I.
And next week, tomorrow's the third night.
I got Modern Family, I got Goldbergs, I got Blackish, Empire.
Oh, I've given that whole Wednesday lineup is
you're missing out. Modern Family and Blackish are great.
It's all tied. It's the same thing, though.
It's great writing. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's just
a different opinion. Yeah. Modern Family is still great, so is Blackish.
Different opinion. But yeah, just that's already off. Because I just, like I said, I had 113 things. I just can't. There's not enough time. And this is the best TV ever.
Yeah, this is the golden age of television.
But what I do a lot of times, I could watch an hour. If I'm not a big fan of something, but I kind of have a hint, I want to kind of see it. I could go through an hour episode in about 16 minutes.
Oh, reality shows. Yeah, knock those out.
No, not reality. Just show. A whole show.
Oh, I'm only TVing if I want to watch it. If I want to watch it, I'm not fast-forwarding it through it. I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
16 minutes I went through last week's Blind Spot or Blind Sport. I haven't seen The Player yet.
Well, you're not missing anything.
I love Vegas. Vegas. It's some crazy concept. I don't even know what it's about. All I know is it's in Vegas.
It's a silly concept. I didn't quite understand it.
Is that
after 20 minutes
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Boy, it took him 10 years to get back on in front of the camera, didn't it?
And he connected himself with a disaster, which is going to get canceled for sure.
Wow.
That'll be one of the first fatalities.
Something's already been canceled.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. Didn't hear about it.
Something. Well, I know that one. Well, this was prior to the season starting. That Ryan Seacrest knock knock.
Oh yeah, is that off?
Two episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
Two episodes.
Hey, we did get. We were lucky enough to catch a movie last week. That new Johnny Depp picture,
Black Mass.
Black Mass: The Story of Whitey Bulger.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Fantastic.
Bad mob guy.
Yeah.
Bad mother.
Real bad.
Yeah, but he's such a good actor. That
did
Johnny
you ever
Depp.
Hear of him before he got caught?
No.
Yeah.
No, never heard of him.
But he was a bad
guy. But Johnny Depp is always good when he plays somebody. When he doesn't play somebody like Transcendental and it's just a movie and he's just a character in it, mm-hmm. they're always terrible.
Well, but okay, I get you.
Whenever he plays a movie where he's playing somebody, he does it, you know, Dark Shadows when he was Barnabas Collins, that was great.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, that's great. This Whitey Bulger, great. Alice in Wonderland, great.
Yeah.
So every movie that he plays a character, he's good.
Yeah.
Non-character, right?
Yeah. Oh, how about Tonto?
Yeah. See, he was good in that.
Yeah.
He was a good Tonto.
Yeah.
Whenever he plays somebody, he plays it well.
Yeah.
Rum Diaries, where he just played a guy.
It's kind of like Val Kilmer too. He's fallen off the grid, but he's played three people. He played Doc Holliday. He played Jim Morrison, and he played
Batman.
Batman, but he even played somebody else. But good in all those. But every other movie, name a Val Kilmer movie.
Yeah, and then he's also Val
other
Kilmer's
than Top Gun.
Val Kilmer is also on the theater circuit for Mark Twain. He's given Hal Holbrook a run for
right,
his money.
Right.
So again, when you play these characters,
I want to say a quick shout out, Mark, to that one Miss pageant contestant that we met the other day in the bar. We're having her cocktail as the evening was ending.
Yeah, let me see if I could find who
and
she was.
And we were heading back to our hotel room. And in this little alcove
in the bar, we
heard somebody say, "Hey guys, come on over. How about having a drink?" And it was one of the contestants who didn't win. Unfortunately, there's only one girl that could win. So many of them deserve to win. They're beauties, and they deserve to win. But there's only one winner. But this was nice. We had a little 30-minute chat. You interviewed her, and you didn't remember her at the start.
Right, because, again, there's 55 women.
But they called us over. She was there with her. I'm not sure if that was her boyfriend. We got the introduction.
Oh, here it is.
It was her boyfriend.
Cassidy Bartolotta.
Cassidy Bartolotta. Big shout out to you.
Show me state.
My card. Maybe you're listening to the show. Maybe not. But it was a pleasure meeting you and your mom. And, again, I don't know if it was your boyfriend, fiance,
but
husband.
They had a kid. Was that her kid?
We don't know.
And then they were pretty evasive.
Yeah.
We
didn't push. But anyhow, had a nice conversation with her and her mom, and they were very
generous of the wine. The wine were flowing.
Until I accidentally knocked the glass over, and then
busted the glass.
Yeah, how did that glass bust?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you splattered the glass, and it went all over. The wine went all over my white pants
and
my new
what,
Gucci
Mark,
loafers.
I think the hairspray would have worked to get that wine out.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it started fading. But anyhow, it was nice to meet her. She, what I liked about her was she was 25 or 26, and this was she just
yeah she was 25. This was going to be her
to participate.
Yeah. The cutoff is really 25.
Yeah,
to be a beauty
and
pageant.
She wanted to do because it was on her bucket list, and she wanted to say, "Hey, I participated." So kudos to you. Big shout out to you. It was a pleasure meeting you and your mom and everybody else at the table. Thanks for the wine. And she had a good gig. Didn't she work at the
CBS or CBS, Fox? She was broadcasting.
Yeah, broadcasting. So nice to meeting you. Big shout out and congrats with where your career lands you with CBS, Columbia, or Missouri, whatever. But, man, heck of a weekend.
Great weekend.
Heck of a weekend.
It's always a great weekend. Busy, and it's going to be another great busy weekend this weekend.
So we are on tonight. We all already mentioned
5:30.
5:30.
A&E.
The French Job, where we are in search of
Tim Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom. No, not Tom Hanks. Tim Allen.
Oh, that's right. I get the two of those
Tim
guys
Hanks,
mixed
Tom
up.
Tim Hanks, Tom Allen. Tim Hanks, Tom Allen. Anyhow,
Tim
check
Allen,
it out.
Tim Hanks.
Check us out at our website, wowcreationsmedia.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. We have two Twitter accounts. Those things are constantly working. Were you adding stuff today to the social media?
Yeah, I did Instagram. I did Facebook. I did LinkedIn, and I did Twitter.
Yeah,
and all about today's show, the radio show, in addition to our appearance on the Storage Wars.
Next week, I think we might be headed to. We got an invitation to head to Vegas for
the first Democratic debate, which is taking place at the Wynn.
The Wynn in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So
CNN credentials came in last week.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And we participated a couple weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago, for the Republican National convention or debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library out there in beautiful Simi Valley, which it seems like you're 100 miles from anywhere out there.
Yeah, so this would be kind of neat, going to Vegas for at the Wynn to see how the setup is for that. I wonder how it's going to compare with the Reagan. That was on a large scale.
Well, the Republican debate had 16 people altogether. This one right now, I think we're only looking at two.
I'm just talking about, like, as far as our parking, all the media that was there, the rooms we were in, there were like hundreds and hundreds of people. I would assume the Wynn's going to be like, I didn't even know the Wynn had any type of space like that.
Well,
there.
Got, yeah, it's, I'm sure it's going to be one of the ballrooms. And they got huge ballrooms right there by the golf course.
Yeah, that's right. The old Desert Inn. Knocked it down, put up the Wynn right by the golf course. $500 to golf, buddy.
Except in the summer. It's not $500 in the summer.
How much is it?
Oh, I don't know. They probably knock it down half of that in the summer. Oh, but because it's 110 degrees in the summer out there in Vegas, you have a heat stroke.
Oh, boy. We don't want that.
You know.
We don't want that. That's for sure.
But, beautiful you know, beautiful, great trip we had. We've got to we thank again to all our partners who were responsible for the Harris Brothers coming out there.
It just dawned on me, Mark. So if we're doing the debate next week, we might not be doing the show.
Oh, is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes.
And we just come back on Monday.
Oh, we come back on Sunday. Sunday, yeah. We'll come back from North Carolina on Sunday. So we'll find out what's the exact date for the show or the debate and
go
take it from there. In the meantime, please watch us tonight at 5:30 on the A&E Network, The French Job, The Harris Brothers Return to Storage Wars. In the meantime, you can also listen to us on the radio, latalkradio.com, channel 2. You can listen to us 24/7, 365, anywhere, any place, on your laptop, desktop, flat top,
Android. We could watch ourselves while we're at the airport terminal.
Yeah, absolutely. You could also send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Listen to us, and we're always looking for new friends on Facebook, facebook.com/ excuse me, wildcreationsmedia. Twitter.com/WildHollywood, MySpace.com, Harris Brothers. I mean, we're all over the place. Flickr, LinkedIn, get to us. But enjoy your day. Have a great day. Go get something good to eat. Get something good to drink. Life is short. Enjoy every minute
of it. What does Pitbull say, Mark?
Pitbull says, every day above the ground
is a good day.
A good day. So until we see ourselves, until we see you next week, ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.